This is a demonstration of the new MOTM 510 Wave Warper. I'm using my voice as a source of sound in order to demonstrate the way that the Wave Warper can modulate the signal using one of several different methods.
The power function will cause the waveform to go more steep. It basically accentuates the velocity of change of the curvature of the waveform. Now, while you're hearing this, I'll be adding various different waveforms into the other modulation inputs of the Wave Warper to create some strange distortions and amplitude modulations of the signal.
You'll notice that different frequencies will have different effects, much as in FM or AM, amplitude modulation, which is really closer to what this module does. The Y and Z inputs do somewhat similar things in that they modulate the gain, whereas the baseline inputs, which are labeled warp on the knobs of the Wave Warper, will change the offset from zero, which is a little difficult to explain when the signal is actually moving around rather than DC. However, for low-frequency signals, these warp inputs will act almost like the voltage control inputs of a VCA. They'll gate the signal or change the amplitude in various ways. You can also get some very extreme effects by using the baseline and gain knobs of various inputs to clip the signal and to create some very asymmetrical waveforms that will be pretty far above or below the zero volt baseline. Again, these can create some very strange distortions, so you can